So our next guest is Steve Ellis. Steve is Executive Vice President and head of Wells Fargo's newly formed Innovation Group. And his job is to innovate in a very difficult environment, a large national bank. You know, these are very different processes, right? I mean, on the one hand, you're looking at really new technologies, looking at your startup accelerator. You've invested in a company called iVerify that actually scans eyeballs and checks the vein structure and uses that to verify identity, which is really cool. I mean, it seems much more secure and much easier than trying to remember passwords, which aren't that secure to begin with. And that, you know, comparing that to going out and doing ethnographic research to understand what banks do that frustrate customers and how to make that whole customer experience better, those are really different types of innovation. How do you manage that? How do you think about that as somebody who's got to work with both of those types of teams?
Well, let's take the ethnography piece first. What you're really trying to do there, right, just go out and watch how your customers actually really use your products. They say things, and then you watch them use them. Sometimes those aren't quite the same things, right? So, but we learn a lot about how people really use our products, and some little bells and whistles, some little changes you can make that have a huge impact on customer satisfaction. We also learn, in things we see so many other companies, we can actually provide some advice around some best practices around certain kinds of functions and things that they do. So that's a pretty cool thing. We were, I think, the first bank to do that back in 2001. And that's all about driving the voice of the customer inside our company.
With iVerify, you have invested in the company, but you don't get any kind of exclusive with it, right? You haven't asked for preference, say, over, I imagine, a Bank of America as a critical competitor. If iVerify wants to sell their technology to Bank of America, that's okay?
That's okay with us. I mean,
approach?
So here's why. Our goal with our accelerator program, there are several goals. Return is not one of those goals, though, right? It's not the prime goal. Our prime goal is getting emerging technologies used inside the company and or the industry that we believe will make things safer, more secure, better value add for customers, right? So that's really important to us. The other thing that's really important inside our company is getting people who, very important people, working very hard, their heads down, they're looking at their desk, to look up and look out the window at what's going on in the world out there. That's why we started the accelerator, so we could get more people inside the company looking outside the company. Why? Because while there's a lot of great ideas inside Wells Fargo, there's a lot of great ideas outside Wells Fargo, right? And we know not all the great ideas come from inside the company. And the more I can get the decision makers, the people running the businesses looking outside the window, they're looking at the horizon, they're looking at all these new things out there, that's just going to make us a smarter, better company to provide better services to our customers.
A lot of companies have thought about and have started up innovation labs, and a lot of companies have closed those labs because they just didn't find the value delivered. I'm sure that you've looked at other innovation labs out there. Famously in the banking industry, Bank of America made a big splash 20 years ago with its innovation group, and they showed off experiments in branch design, and they shut that all down. And now they use not their own incubator, but Accenture, I think, has a fintech innovation lab that you guys are also involved in. But they're kind of militantly against innovation labs. I don't want to ask you about Bank of America in particular, but just in general, as you've looked at other innovation centers, what lessons have you learned about how to do this well?
You can't look at everything, right? You have to have some prime areas of focus, like customer experience, data analytics, cyber, right? There's three I can name off the top of my head that are very important to the underpinnings of what makes a bank, right? Those things are all very important to us. And we think that we have some really smart people around financial services. And we know that there's really smart people outside the company, right, who have fresh ideas, new ideas. And by having a small innovation lab, I can bring those two things together. And we think that's powerful. We think that is a great way, right, to bring things that might have nothing to do with financial services on the surface, but connect those things together around what matters the most to us, which is the customer. And I really think that's how we think about it, right? A lot of good ideas out there, a lot of smart people inside our company. How do we bring those together and get the best out of both?